Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're taking a look at Audiobook Shelf. It's a platform that lets you build your own personal audiobook haven.
Your own.
Exactly. But before we jump in, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Okay.
They are the hosting experts who can help make running software like Audiobook Shelf.
Oh.
Like a breeze. And they can even help guide you through your own digital transformation.
Nice.
If you want to find out more, you can visit them at www.safeserver.de.
Okay.
But for now, let's get back to Audiobook Shelf.
Yeah.
It's open source, which means it's free to use and is available on a ton of devices.
So it's kind of like having your own private Spotify or Audible.
Okay.
But with total control.
Okay. I like where this is going already.
Yeah.
I see it has features like multi-user support and automatic library updates.
Right.
So what else makes Audiobook Shelf so special?
Well, one of the coolest things is how it handles audiobooks. You know how most audiobooks come as a bunch of separate files?
Yeah. One for each chapter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Audiobook Shelf lets you merge those files into a single M4B file.
Oh, okay. So it's like taking a puzzle and putting all the pieces together into one beautiful picture.
Exactly.
I am intrigued, but I'm not super familiar with M4B files.
Mm-hmm.
What makes them so great for audiobooks?
Well, M4B files are specifically designed for audiobooks.
Okay.
So they handle things like bookmarks and chapters.
Uh-huh.
Much better than other audio formats. Plus, a single file is just easier to manage.
Right. Especially if you're switching between devices.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense. I also noticed that the documentation talks a lot about folder structure and naming conventions. Why is that so important for Audiobook Shelf?
Well, Audiobook Shelf relies on a clear folder structure.
Okay.
To understand how your library is organized. Think of it like setting up a real-life bookshelf.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just dump all your books in a pile.
Definitely not. Yeah. I like my bookshelves neatly organized by genre and author.
It's the same idea with Audiobook Shelf.
Oh, okay.
A clear folder structure helps the software find and display your audiobooks in a way that makes sense. The documentation goes into specifics, but the main takeaway is to be consistent and descriptive in your naming.
So it's like creating a roadmap for Audiobook Shelf to follow.
Exactly.
What about listening on the go? Does Audiobook Shelf have apps for that?
Absolutely. They have apps for both Android and iOS.
Oh, wow.
So you can take your entire audiobook library with you wherever you go.
That's awesome. So I can listen on my phone, my computer, basically anywhere.
And the apps do more than just play audiobooks. You can manage your library, download new books, and even sync your listening progress across all your devices. It's like having a personal audiobook assistant right in your pocket.
Okay, color me impressed. Now, I did notice that the source material gets pretty technical in some places, especially when it comes to things like setting up a reverse proxy.
Right.
Are we going to be diving into that level of detail?
Don't worry, we won't be getting into the really complex stuff in this deep dive. We want to keep things accessible for everyone. But it is worth mentioning that reverse proxies can be very useful for those who want to access their audiobook shelf library from anywhere on the internet.
So it's like giving your audiobook shelf server a public address.
Exactly. But for now, let's focus on the core features that everyone can benefit from.
Sounds good to me. I did see something about API documentation. What's that all about?
Well, the API is like a secret doorway for developers who want to create custom tools and integrations with Audiobook Shelf.
So if someone is a bit more tech savvy, they could really personalize their audiobook experience.
Absolutely. They could build anything from custom interfaces to integrations with other platforms like smart home devices.
No, this is starting to sound like a dream come true for audiobook lovers. But what about those of us who also enjoy ebooks?
Well, Audiobook Shelf offers basic support for ebooks in formats like EPUB-U, PDF, CBR, and CBZ.
Wait, so I could potentially manage my entire digital reading library within Audiobook Shelf?
You can even send ebooks directly to your device, like a Kindle.
Wow, this platform just keeps getting more and more impressive. I'm sensing a theme here. It's all about flexibility and control.
Exactly. And speaking of community, Audiobook Shelf has a really active and supportive community on Discord.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
It's always reassuring to know there's a community you can turn to for help or just to share your enthusiasm. And I noticed something about ongoing localization efforts.
Yes, the community is working on translating Audiobook Shelf into multiple languages, making it accessible to even more people around the world.
That's fantastic. It really speaks to the passion and dedication of the community. So we've covered a lot of ground already, organizing our libraries, listening on the go, even getting a glimpse of the more advanced features. What else is there to discover?
There's still so much more to explore in the next part. We'll dive into some of the hidden gems of Audiobook Shelf, like its clever metadata handling and powerful import capabilities.
Okay, I can't wait to dive into those. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
All right. Welcome back to our deep dive into Audiobook Shelf. In the last part, we talked about the basics, like organizing your library and listening on the go. Now, let's uncover some of the features that make Audiobook Shelf truly shine.
I'm all ears. In the last part, you mentioned metadata. It sounded like Audiobook Shelf does some pretty clever things with it.
It does. One of the things I love about Audiobook Shelf is how it handles metadata. It can actually extract information about your audiobooks directly from the audio files themselves.
Wait, so it's like it's reading the audio files and figuring out things like the title, the author, narrator.
Exactly. A lot of that information is often embedded in the audio files themselves. This saves you the trouble of manually entering all those details.
That's incredibly convenient. But what if some of that information is missing or incorrect?
No problem.
Yeah.
Audiobook Shelf can also pull metadata from external sources like online databases specifically designed for audiobooks. It can even download cover art to make your library look amazing.
So it's like having a personal librarian who meticulously catalogs and beautifies my audiobook collection. Sign me up.
Right. This feature is a game changer. It ensures that your library is always up to date and looking its best.
Speaking of libraries, what if I already have a huge audiobook collection on another platform? Do I have to start from scratch with Audiobook Shelf?
Not at all. Audiobook Shelf is all about flexibility. It allows you to import your existing library from other platforms. The process is pretty straightforward, and Audiobook Shelf walks you through it step by step.
That's a relief. It would be a shame to lose all that hard work organizing my collection. Now, let's talk more about those mobile apps. I'm curious to hear what makes them so special.
Well, the mobile apps are where Audiobook Shelf really shines in terms of user experience. They're beautifully designed, intuitive, and packed with features.
Yeah, I was impressed by how clean and modern the interface looks. Some audiobook apps I've tried feel cluttered and overwhelming.
Yeah, the developers really focus on usability, and they didn't skimp on features either. For example, they offer variable playback speed, so you can speed things up or slow them down, depending on your preference.
I love variable playback speed. Yeah. It's a must-have for me, especially for nonfiction audiobooks. Sometimes I like to zip through the content a bit faster.
Right, and of course, there's a sleep timer for those who like to drift off to sleep while listening to an audiobook.
You said, what about offline playback? Can I download audiobooks and listen to them without an internet connection?
Absolutely. You can download as many audiobooks as you want and listen to them anywhere, anytime, even on a plane or in a subway tunnel.
That's perfect for those times when you're on the go and connectivity is unreliable.
And here's a little bonus for multitaskers. The mobile apps support background playback, so you can listen to your audiobooks while checking email or browsing the web.
Okay. I'm sold. The mobile apps sound like the perfect companions for any audiobook enthusiast. But let's not forget about the web app. What can you tell us about that?
So the web app is the command center of your Audiobook Shelf experience. It's where you manage your library configure settings and access all the advanced features. And because it's web-based, you can access it from any device with a web browser.
So I could log in from my computer, my tablet, even my phone, and everything would be synced up.
That's right. And the web app has its own built-in audio player, so you can listen to audiobooks directly in your web browser.
Does the web player have all the same features as the mobile apps, like variable playback speed and bookmarks?
Yep, it has all the essentials. And of course, it syncs your listening progress with the mobile app, so you can seamlessly switch between devices without missing a beat.
That level of synchronization is so important. I hate it when I switch devices and lose my place in an audiobook.
Audiobook Shelf has you covered now. In the last part, we touched on the API, which sounded pretty powerful. Can you give some specific examples of what someone could build with it?
Yeah, the API intrigued me, but I'm having trouble picturing what sorts of custom tools someone would make.
Well, imagine being able to control your audiobook playback with your voice assistant or having a personalized recommendation engine that suggests audiobooks based on your listening history. Those are just a couple of possibilities.
Okay, now I'm starting to see the potential. It's like opening up a whole new world of audiobook possibilities.
Exactly. And for those who are comfortable with a bit of technical configuration, Audiobook Shelf even supports reverse proxies.
You mentioned that before, but can you explain what a reverse proxy is and why someone might need one?
Sure. Think of a reverse proxy, like a gatekeeper for your Audiobook Shelf server. It can improve security boost performance and even allow you to access your audiobook library from anywhere on the internet.
So if I wanted to share my audiobook library with friends or family members who live far away, A reverse proxy could help with that.
Exactly. It's a bit more advanced, but the documentation provides clear instructions for setting it up. Now let's talk about something near and dear to my heart, metadata.
I knew you'd get back to that.
You know, I love organized data, and what's impressive is that Audio Bookshelf doesn't just fetch metadata, it lets you customize how it's displayed. You can create custom fields and views to organize your audiobooks exactly how you want.
So if I wanted to organize my audiobooks by narrator or by the year they were published, I could do that.
Absolutely. It's like having a personalized cataloging system that perfectly reflects your preferences.
This is next level organization. I can see myself spending hours fine-tuning my audiobook library to perfection.
And if you ever get stuck or have questions, the Audio Bookshelf community on Discord is incredibly helpful and supportive.
It's fantastic that there's such a vibrant community behind this platform. It really adds to the overall experience.
It does. And speaking of sharing, did you know that Audio Bookshelf has several ways to share your library with others?
Really? That's something I've been wondering about.
You can create separate user accounts for family members or friends, each with different permission levels. That way they can access your library, but you can control what they can do.
That's great for families or shared households.
Exactly. And if you want to share an audiobook with someone who doesn't have an Audio Bookshelf account, you can just send them a public link. They can listen to it directly in their web browser.
Wow. That's incredibly convenient. It seems like the developers have thought of everything.
They've really put a lot of care and thought into making Audio Bookshelf a truly exceptional platform, and we've only scratched the surface. There's still so much more to explore.
Well, we better save some of those discoveries for the next part.
Stay tuned for the final chapter of our Audio Bookshelf deep dive, where we'll uncover even more hidden gems and explore the incredible power and flexibility of this amazing platform.
Welcome back to the final part of our Audio Bookshelf adventure.
Oh.
I'm so excited to see what other treasures we uncover today.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground from organizing your library to accessing it on the go.
Yeah.
And even dipped our toes into the powerful API and customization options, but there are still a few more gems to unearth.
You mentioned something in the last part about a chapter editor that piqued my interest.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a control freak when it comes to my audiobook.
I hear you. Sometimes the chapter breaks in an audiobook just don't feel right. Or maybe you want to create your own custom segments. That's where the chapter editor comes in. It lets you add, delete, rename, and rearrange chapter markers to your heart's content.
So it's like having a literary scalpel. I can surgically adjust those chapter breaks to fit my preferences.
Exactly. And Audio Bookshelf can even help you out by automatically looking up chapter information from online databases. It's like having a personal assistant who meticulously segments your audiobooks for you.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds particularly useful for older audiobooks that might not have well-defined chapters.
Yeah.
What about embedding metadata and cover art directly into the audio files? I remember you touched on that briefly.
Ah, yes. This is a fantastic feature for those who like to keep things neat and tidy. Instead of having separate files for the audiobook metadata and cover art, everything is packaged within the audio file itself.
It sounds like the ultimate in audiobook organization.
Exactly. It also makes sharing and transferring audiobooks much easier because you don't have to worry about keeping track of multiple files. And because everything is self-contained, it improves compatibility across different devices and platforms.
That's a great point. Now, we've talked about audiobooks extensively, but I know Audio Bookshelf also handles podcasts.
Uh-huh.
So how does it manage those?
Well, Audio Bookshelf treats podcasts with the same level of care and organization as audiobooks. You can add your favorite podcast to your library, subscribe to new episodes, and even set up automatic downloads.
So I could essentially ditch my dedicated podcast app and just manage everything within Audio Bookshelf.
Exactly. And you can organize your podcasts into custom categories, just like you would with your audiobooks. It's all about bringing your entire audio world into one convenient platform.
Speaking of community, I've been checking out the Audio Bookshelf Discord server.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by how active and supportive everyone is.
The community is definitely one of the highlights of Audio Bookshelf. Whether you have a technical question, need help with a specific feature, or just want to share your love of audiobooks, there's always someone willing to help.
And they're also working hard on translating Audio Bookshelf into multiple languages, which is fantastic.
It really shows their dedication to making this platform accessible to everyone around the world. And of course, none of this would be possible without the hard work and dedication of the developers.
They've created a truly remarkable platform, especially considering it's open source. It's a testament to what can be accomplished when passionate people come together to build something amazing.
Absolutely. And because it's open source, it's constantly evolving and improving.
Well, I think it's safe to say that we've fallen in love with Audio Bookshelf during this deep dive.
It's hard not to be impressed by its flexibility, power, and user-friendliness. And let's not forget the incredible community that supports it.
And speaking of support, we wouldn't be here without our sponsor, SafeServer. They're the hosting experts who can help you bring your digital dreams to life, just like the creators of Audio Bookshelf.
You can visit them at www.safeserver.drdla.com to learn more about their services.
So if you're looking for a way to take control of your audiobook experience and build your own personalized audio haven, Audio Bookshelf is definitely worth checking out.
We've barely scratched the surface in this deep dive, so we encourage you to explore further, delve into the documentation, and connect with the amazing community.
You might just discover your new favorite way to enjoy audiobooks and podcasts.
Until next time, happy listening.